So our gospel story today is designed for people like us. People who live sometime after Easter, after Jesus' resurrection. People who will never have the opportunity to see Jesus risen in the flesh, to hear his voice and so on. It is a story for people like us who might have more questions than we have answers. People who are accustomed to looking for proof and evidence and supporting data. So here's the setting. It's after Easter, not long, a week maybe. Peter, some of the other disciples are hanging out, and they don't know what to do. Then Peter says what has become one of my favorite Bible verses. Now, don't anticipate something really deep and heavy. Okay, ready? Peter says, "Let's go fishing." And the other disciples said, "We'll go with you." There it is. Now, of course, for them, going fishing is different than for us going fishing. For them, going fishing meant going back to work, back to the regular thing they do in life. And it was precisely when they were back at work doing the normal stuff, when they weren't looking, that they meet Jesus again. Now, there are three times in this story that it touches on the familiar for the characters in our story and maybe for us. The first one happens just now when Peter and the rest are out fishing. They'd caught nothing. And then Jesus shows up, Jesus who they don't recognize, and he says to them, "Hey, kids, catch anything?" And they said, "No." And he says, "Well, toss your nets out the other side of the boat." Now, for those of you who don't fish, that's a common joke when you're fishing. You can sit there for hours and hours and not catch a thing, and usually some smart aleck will say, "Well, why don't you fish out of the other side of the boat? That'll catch them." So they do, and their nets are so full they couldn't pull them in. This is a lot like what happened the first time Peter met Jesus. First familiar event. And immediately they realize it's Jesus. It's him. Now, Peter and the rest, they were not expecting Jesus to show up. It was when they were back to doing normal stuff that they met Jesus again. What this teaches us is if we expect God to only show up in supernatural, over-the-top events, then we might miss it when he does show up. When Jesus showed up, Peter and the rest were not doing anything that looked religious. They were at work. They weren't expecting Jesus to come. Now, the second familiar story, for those of us who don't get to see Jesus face to face, comes when they go to sit down to eat. They roast some fish, and Jesus took some bread and gave it to them. Sound familiar? We do that here every week. Well, not the fish part, but the bread, right? Because Jesus promised to be here. And this is the second time. There's this familiar theme. And we're told again, they realized it was him. They were afraid to ask. Do you hear the promise? For people who don't get to see Jesus, for us latecomers, Jesus is right here. We run into Jesus when we are living our lives, going back to work and doing things that are normal, and we meet Jesus here again when we receive the bread, the body of Christ. And remember, friends, you are what you eat. And when we eat the body of Christ, we are made the body of Christ once again. Joined with Jesus and each other. It's not magic. It's love. It's a promise. It's an experience. We can't prove it, but it is still real. As we feel the weight of guilt being lifted, as we receive the promise of new life now, as we are sustained for the journey of life, as we follow Jesus. And then there's a third familiar theme. Jesus says to Peter three times, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." Three times. Sound familiar? Just a week before, Peter denied even knowing Jesus three times. Ooh, that must have stung. I don't even know the man. Oh, Peter, do you love me? Oh, yeah? Do you love me? Oh, yeah? Do you love me? We might think this is just directed at Peter, but it might apply to us too if we've ever denied Jesus. We may not loudly deny and literally claim we don't know Jesus the way Peter did. Sometimes we just quietly walk away, refuse to say anything, refuse to care for those in need, or start to conflate following Jesus with our politics or our work. Peter denied even knowing Jesus three times. Yet Jesus does not send him away. Jesus came to him and called him to carry the ball. Feed my sheep. Now, we latecomers, we do get to see Jesus ourselves. Jesus comes to us when we may not be looking for him, when we're doing normal things. Jesus comes to us here in this place, in the bread and wine, in each other, in this community where we are what we eat. But that is not the end. This is the beginning. Feed my sheep, Jesus said. So, does that mean we all go out and get hay and feed sheep? Not literally. Jesus' sheep, as we know, are not the furry, cute little animals. Jesus' sheep are his people, those who follow him, not just us. Feed them. Literally, with food, but feed them with love and grace. Feed them with the truth. Feed them with God's word, with the power of new life. Feed them with the promise of forgiveness. We worship Jesus, yes, but we don't stop there. This is where we are reminded again and again of God's promise. And you know that if we don't hear it often enough, we'll start to forget, and our hearts and minds will get cluttered with all kinds of other distractions. This is where we are fed and fueled up for our journey, and a journey takes us somewhere. Remember, the church is like a gas station. This is where we are fueled up for the journey. Nobody goes to the road trip and stops for gas and says, "Hey, kids, here we are." No, it's where you start. But Jesus continues to send us back into the world, not to live separately from the world, but to carry the way of Jesus that he called the kingdom of God into the world. So Jesus comes to us with exactly what we need, even if we don't know it, even if we think it's not what we want. We don't need to go looking for Jesus. Jesus comes seeking us with a promise of forgiveness and freedom for all the ways we mess up our lives. Forgiveness for the ways we fail, for how we hurt others, for the ways we sell out to the ways of the world, calling evil good, or regarding greed and indifference to those in need of virtue. Jesus comes to us with a promise of new life, removing that crushing weight of guilt, removing the stuff that gets in the way, and teaching us generosity in the ways that he called the kingdom of God instead of kingdoms of our own that we make for ourselves. And then Jesus trusts us. Get that? Jesus trusts us to carry his ways into the world in simple, quiet ways that rarely make the news. And as we do, God's promise becomes more and more real in us. So let's go fishing. Let's go back to work. But let's do it with open eyes and an expectation that Jesus will show up, that God will speak to you. And let's make it our work to care for the poor and the weak, the hungry and the homeless. And there is a lot of opportunity. Hate is currently being spoken without regret or shame. Violence toward the other, any other, is spiking. 46% of children in the city of Milwaukee live below the poverty level. People are hungry, struggling to survive. In the face of that kind of need, we can't just sit here and hear about Jesus and go through some religious actions and say we're following him. No, Jesus says, feed my sheep. When we feed his sheep, when we care for the weak and the poor, when we forgive, when we minister to the least and the lost, when we are among them, Jesus shows up, often when we're not even looking. Let's go fishing, Peter said. The rest of Jesus' followers said, we'll go with you. Good. Feed my sheep.